Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and I want to share a quick bonus episode with you today about the impending Facebook ad targeting updates that are going to be rolling out on the platform here. So it's been known for several months that Facebook is removing all the targeting that's related to third-party data like Acxiom, for example. This means that all the behavioral targeting like household income, which has been kind of crap anyway, right? Let's be honest. Home buyers, renters, people who are likely to move, car buyers, soccer moms, moms with kids between a certain age range, all the purchase behavior targeting, all that targeting is going away. Well, the time is upon us for you if you want to be reaching these audiences. And if you want to be reaching these audiences, you need to be taking action now, because after August 15th, you won't be able to create any new ads with that targeting. Now, anything that's running prior to August 15th will be kept running until October 1st. So if you want to be reaching these audiences, if these audiences are important to you, here's a strategy that you can do to be able to build up some custom audiences of those people, of whatever targeting audiences that are important to you that are going away. You can build up some custom audiences to use beyond August 15th and October 1st. So here's what that quick strategy is. You want to be able to create some short, helpful videos, okay, and target those audiences that are relevant to you. Now, these videos can be really whatever. Obviously, you want to make sure that they're value-based, maybe they're entertaining, helpful in some way. They don't need to be long. Probably the shorter, the better. And you want to target those audiences that are important to you, these behavioral targeting options here. You'd want to do video views as your objective. And I'd probably recommend optimizing for 2 second views. You're just trying to get as many people as possible in these targeting audiences to watch that video. And the idea here is to build up 3 second engagement audiences of those views. So build up video view audiences, video engagement audiences, I should say. And I would just keep it super simple. I would do 3 second views. Okay. So you build up some engagement audiences, which you can then create lookalike audiences of those video engagement audiences. So now you'll have custom audiences of people in those behavioral targeting audiences, as well as lookalike audiences. Okay. Now here's the rub. You got to do this prior to August 15th. And when this episode is coming out, it's only about a week out. So you got to take action pretty quick if this is important to you. I've been getting a lot of questions around this, which is why I wanted to put together this quick bonus episode for you. Now, is this ideal? You know, is this workaround ideal? No, because you have to spend some money to build these audiences up. But hey, if these targeting options are important to you, this is something that you can do to be able to target them beyond, you know, August 15th and October 1st when they're removed. Now, let's say that you create these audiences and you're a Facebook ads manager and you're running ads for different clients who might also want to be able to target these audiences that you're building these custom audiences for. Well, in Business Manager, if you're sharing these audiences within Business Manager and within your own ad accounts, then sure, you can absolutely share these audiences within your own personal ad accounts within Business Manager. Now, if you don't own the ad account, though, within Business Manager, so for example, if you're working with a client and you yourself have built these audiences up, the owner needs to approve that audience being shared with them. Now, if you're working with different business managers, then they have to be partnered and a connection tied to both the ad accounts that you're sharing with and from. Okay, so that's just sort of, again, a little workaround there. If you do this strategy here and you build up these custom audiences and maybe some lookalike audiences, and you're like, all right, cool, I have this stuff. Now I want to be sharing this with other, you know, client accounts. Then if you don't own the ad account, the owner of those ad accounts will need to approve that, okay? But you can do it with that sort of approval. So I hope this quick strategy and update was helpful for you. I did want to make sure that, I put together this quick bonus episode for you because I've been getting a lot of questions around this recently. All of a sudden, people are kind of freaking out. Frankly, behavior targeting for us has not panned out very well. So it's not a big deal for my business. But, you know, I have a lot of students and stuff like that who do use these audience. And of course, I hear from so many of you who have these types of businesses that these audiences are relevant for. So I wanted to make sure that I was able to come on here and do this quick episode for you with a little workaround strategy. So I hope this was helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for listening to the show today. I really appreciate your attention each and every week. I've got a quick tip episode coming your way later this week where I'm going to be sharing a quick and easy Facebook ads targeting hack that will help you find new relevant target audiences to target, all thanks to Facebook's efforts on increasing transparency. So be on the lookout for that episode later this week. And as always, my friend, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.